How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, good evening, and I'm here. Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Well, as you know, we've been talking about the Senate this week, trying to push through a number of bills by attaching them as riders to the Defense Appropriations Act, and of course talked about the DREAM Act the last few nights on the program since last Friday. And now, of course, we are also besieged with an attempt, apparently, by Teddy Bear Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, to attach the hate crimes bill to the same legislation. And with me now is Ted Pike from TruthTellers.org. Hello, Ted.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes. Tell us about this this latest late-breaking news.
Yes. I just received, not more than an hour and a half or so ago, a call from my liaison over in the religious right, Guy Adams, and he had just received an e-alert from Gary Bauer, who is the head of American Values, a large Christian conservative activist mm-hmm. group. And Bauer sent him an email saying that late this afternoon, the liberals and tried to attach the so-called hate crimes bill to the Department of Defense Department authorization bill. And the strategy they were using was by a unanimous consent agreement. Now, I'm not familiar with that term, mm-hmm. Whether it means 60 members of the Senate are supposed to vote and pass this unanimous consent agreement, or whether there might even be less than that is necessary. But whatever, Senator John McCain seems to have stood to his foot and objected to that tactic. And then this email by Bauer continues that moments later, Senator Kennedy took the floor and explained that he was trying to attach the hate crimes legislation to the defense bill because, and I quote Bauer, quoting Kennedy, the defense authorization bill is dealing with the challenges of terrorism and the hate crimes issue. And Kennedy goes on to say, we're talking about domestic terrorism. So now Kennedy is saying that if you are critical of homosexuals from the pulpit, if mm-hmm. you're a talk show host who might say things that are prejudicial mm-hmm. against homosexuals, and somebody goes out and intimidates them as a result of your speech, you are guilty of domestic terrorism along mm-hmm. with that person who intimidates this especially federally protected groups. So what Kennedy is trying to do here, obviously, is to say, oh, yes, this hate crimes bill is very relevant, very appropriate to attach to a federal arms bill because we're talking about the war on terror mm-hmm. and hate crimes in America are an example of domestic mm-hmm. terrorism.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah. That's the transition. You know, Ernst Zundel was confined in Canada and now is actually incarcerated in Germany for this very being guilty of this very term, according to the government of Canada, mm-hmm. domestic terrorism.
You know, whether it was just a tactical move on his part to try to tie the two together to get it passed, or whether it was letting the cat out of the bag,
yes.
he certainly, I think, has given us a little more ammunition in this battle. All right, we'll come right back to that. Ted Pike is our guest. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Okay, and we are back now with Ted Pike from truthtellers.org. And it sounds, Ted, that we really have to now up the ante on these phone calls and faxes, telegrams, whatever way that people can contact their senators now. Apparently, the entire network of people such as ourselves must be notified and must be activated to oppose this measure and this attempt to try to attach the bill to the defense appropriations legislation.
Yes, well, I'm scurrying around right now alerting those that I can. I did give a call to Jeff Rentz, who I hope he will get my email and post that on his website as soon as possible. Unfortunately, a week or two ago, I wrote an email alert in which I cautioned people not to trust President Bush with the custody of our great freedoms and First Amendment liberties in this issue, thinking that he will protect free speech, he will save us from the hate bill because of his promised veto. I made the case as strong as I could that the American people must be responsible and be given the credit for the victory over this hate bill in the Senate by getting a good clean kill in the Senate as a result of the overwhelming demand of the American people, because really, we've got this hate bill coming back in again and again. The ADL has said that they're going to keep in reintroducing it, even if it is defeated, until they have established a hate crimes bureaucracy in America, like Canada's, essentially taking away free speech.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, this call to extra action and caution doesn't seem to have been taken too seriously by the forces of the religious right. And I was talking to my friend Guy Adams. Again, he's my kind of my liaison over
no
in the
yes.
religious right, and he has a large mailing list of very influential people, and he's been calling around and finding that most, or at least a large percentage of those organizations who did fight the hate bill earlier this year have pretty much just given up the fight, putting it over into the custody of President Bush
mm-hmm.
to fulfill his promise. And I do appreciate very much the president's willingness to do that, but I do know that he did promise to pass the hate bill in his first term as president
mm-hmm.
in a modified form, quote-unquote modified form, and that's always means trouble, because when the ADL is working with their opponents to craft some kind of modified legislation, like in conference between the House and the Senate, they usually get what they want. They get the essentials of it, and they have purposely put in some stuff there that can be trimmed out, jettisoned, while they get the real meat and potatoes of what they really want to take away free speech in America. So what I've said is that if Bush really had to have desperately needed votes in upcoming legislation, there is the possibility that he would respond to overtures from Kennedy, Smith, Reid, and so on, parley with them, and then come up with some kind of a modified hate bill similar to what he promised to pass in his first term. So what I've been encouraging everyone to do is play it safe, make those calls, keep calling in the last several weeks. But unfortunately, as I say, that doesn't seem to have been taken too seriously by the new right. And in fact, I had a talk with a Christian conservative activist friend of mine, and she did hear Dr. Dobson in a recent broadcast praising President Bush for his born-again Christian principles and
mm-hmm.
and defense of our nation and values and so on, and roundly giving the impression that President Bush would take care of things. And she came away from listening to this broadcast. I didn't hear the broadcast, but she said her impression was that he gave the impression that everything was being taken care of by the White House, and there was no compelling need to call in. Now, the truth of the matter is that these Republican senators, and these senators are opposing the hate bill in the Senate, they need all the backbone and stiffening and encouragement from the American people to get out there and fight literally tomorrow
mm-hmm.
that they can possibly muster. Because again and again, I've seen that unless that groundswell of support is there, these Republicans, being so distracted with so many other bills, have a tendency to let this slide. And so that's why it is absolutely imperative that every listener to this program tonight make those calls first thing in the morning to your two senators from your district. And could I just give that toll-free number?
Mm-hmm. Surely.
Yeah, the toll-free number to the two senators from your state are 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to the senators from your state, 877-851-6437. And in case that is not working, you can call the toll number, which is 202-225-3121. That toll number again is 202-225-3121. And tell your senator's office, please don't vote for Senator Kennedy's hate crimes amendment. And the number on that is Senate Amendment, or SA-2067.
Mm-hmm.
That's SA-2067. 1-800-387-6767. Tell the staffer or receptionist there that hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries. And also, if you want to do more, and I encourage people, if you can possibly spend an hour tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning, come to truthtellers.org. We have a list there of about 37 senators that we consider to be the best bets to either shore them up or get mm-hmm. them to convert and come over against the hate bill. Call those. It'll only take you an hour. Call those 37 senators. Those that don't need convincing will be encouraged by your call to get out there and put up a fight on the floor of the Senate tomorrow. I think there's an excellent chance that this is going to be resolved for good or evil tomorrow on the floor of the Senate. The impression I get is that this exchange between McCain and Kennedy took place literally in the last few minutes of the session of the Senate today, couldn't be continued, and that's a mercy to us, gives us time to besiege the Senate first thing tomorrow morning, let them know that we are watching, we are holding them accountable. If they do vote for the hate crimes amendment, we are not going to vote for them next time around at the polling places.
Yeah, and, you know, coming from Ted Kennedy, this is a double insult. You know, if he wants to play footloose and fancy-free with the definition of terrorism, then
yes.
we could certainly apply the same charges against he and some members of his family with regard to their previous activities, particularly Chappaquiddick coming
yes.
to mind. So, I mean, you know, again, he has no conscience, and he has absolutely no moral concept of right and wrong whatsoever. So that reflects upon the people of Massachusetts and those that who have allowed him repeatedly to be elected and reelected and reelected. And it's just an outrage. And people need to realize that this war is a real war. As you've said, it's a war on our Constitution. It's a war on our freedom. And people have, I believe, unfortunately, taken it all too lightly. Many people, including many of our listeners, who think that, well, it's not going to pass. And if it does, guys like Charles Haynes of the First Amendment Center say, well, it won't be enforced. And
yeah,
if it is,
sure.
the courts will intervene.
Oh, no.
We've seen what's happened just recently in America with some of these cases and how the courts have actually disregarded the law itself and have... they've taken aim at the Constitution just as well as the legislature.
That's right. We
can't trust that.
Yeah. Well, what we're seeing repeatedly now, even on the state level, is that once these hate laws get in, you know, they may give the impression there are safeguards and checks and balances on our liberties. You know, you've got to have a bias motivation, you've got to commit a crime, and all this formula. But when the ADL really wants to go after somebody, a preacher, or a critics of homosexuality or whatever, they're going to do it like they did in Philadelphia several years ago, regardless of whether the necessary prerequisites for a hate crime are being evidenced by the offender. They're going to go after them and let the courts decide whether there was a probable cause, adequate evidence, or offense in order to sustain an indictment.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, that poor person is being exhausted financially in the court, exhausted emotionally, and so on. In fact, I'm in communication with a pastor from Australia, and he was indicted down there for the hate crime of criticizing Zionism. And he said for the last several years, he says he hasn't had a minute to devote to his ministry. He's totally absorbed in fighting for his survival in the courts. And so, yes, this is once the hate crimes bureaucracy gets its hooks in us, and like Roe versus Wade, it is not an easy thing to repeal a law like this.
No, absolutely not. And I want to come back also pick up on another piece of legislation that ties directly into this, too. But if people, after the break, if they have any questions or comments directly on this issue, then they should get online right now. Because Ted can't be with us all night unless you want him to and you have enough questions. So jump aboard. Get on the line right now. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And when we come back, we'll address these other concerns as well. Don't forget to support RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Come aboard, jump aboard.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advise others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we're back now. Welcome back to the program. Sorry about getting cut off in mid-sentence. I was just trying to remind all of you there to continue your support of the Republic Broadcasting Network, and it's important for us to stay on the air if you certainly value what we have been doing and the information you have been receiving, then by all means, in any way that you can, jump aboard, support RBN, and we'll talk more about that as time goes on. But Ted, I wanted to get back to you, Ted Pike of truthtellers.org, because, you know, just this past weekend in the newspapers was a syndicated piece by the left promoting this attempt to amend the federal anti-discrimination laws as well. It's called ENDA, I believe, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And there was a piece about this homosexual police officer in, I believe, Massachusetts, as a matter of fact, who, of course, has been basically heralded as a poster child for the whole idea that we need to have protection, quote unquote, built into the federal anti-discrimination laws, which now give the government power over those who choose not to hire people because of their race or ethnicity or whatever reason. So now they are trying to, as we had warned years ago, go the extra mile and incorporate the homosexuality, sexual orientation in as well. So this seems to be dovetailing with the hate crimes bill. Another big, massive power grab, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. I've been speaking out very strongly the last week or two against the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Fortunately, the good news is that Dobson and the other new right leaders seem to be taking that very seriously. For some strange reason, Dobson doesn't consider the hate bill as dangerous as ENDA. In fact, he says that if ENDA is passed, all of his employees down at Colorado Springs will have to move aside and let homosexuals come in and be employed next to them. And he finds that, of course, very frightening. So we're getting some action out of Dobson and the new right on ENDA. But, yes, this is an example of previous legislation largely passed as a result of extreme emotions of the civil rights era in the 60s. Basically, we put blacks as a federally protected group with preferential treatment in hiring, affirmative action, things like that, to compensate for slavery and mistreatment.
Yes.
We basically violated the 14th Amendment in establishing one group of people in a privileged position in our society. And so, as you say, as same thing is true with the hate bill. The 1968 hate bill was established. It didn't have enough teeth to be enforced back at that time, but at least it laid a substratum, a foundation as a kind of a sleeper law, and that now they can come along and amend it in order to give special protection to homosexuals.
Yeah, and this is why, you know, I've always been against these types of intrusions on the part of the feds, because it's unconstitutional for them to become involved in areas where the Constitution does not allow the federal government to be. And this is one of them. These are issues that must be dealt with, pro or con, on the state levels. And once again, they're usurping the sovereignty of the states. So let's take a call. Dave in Arizona. Hello, you're on with Ted Pike.
Yes, sir. This is Dave in Arizona.
Yes, Dave. Hello, welcome.
I just wanted to talk. I'm a non-believer, what some people might call an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
But I happen to believe that everyone has rights, and I don't like my right being taken away, so I support the gentleman you have on there, and I support the concept of people not being able to tell me I can't tell them what I think they are.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ask all of your listeners to get on the phone in the morning. I've got on the site where Mr. Pike's site, and I've got people who are listed as maybe amenable to voting against that thing, and I intend to do that in the morning. But I must tell everybody, if you'll just stop and think to yourself, go through the phone book if you want to, and open it up for attorneys and lawyers. And go down that list and see what you see. And I am not anti-Semitic, but I believe I'm well-founded in saying that the whole judicial system, lawyers, judges, and everybody affected by that, is mainly of a Jewish persuasion. And, of course, these are the people who are trying to push this thing ahead and in any way they can. And I would just ask all of your listeners, whatever faith you are, whatever you have, we need to stop this crap, because if I don't like you, I should be able to say I don't like you. You can say you don't like me, and we can go on. But there's too many people around the world being put in jail for saying what they believe. And that's all I have to say.
That's well put, and thank you very much. I like you, Dave. Okay. Ted Pike, you can stay with me and respond when we come back, all right? Very good. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, the hate crimes bill back again.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we're back now to the program. Ted, did you have any response to the previous call from Dave from Arizona?
Sure. We have to realize that these two bills are both hate crimes bills because they make it a federal offense to show bias against some member of a federally protected group, particularly homosexuals, and then they combine a violation of the law. And, of course, that is the ADL's definition of a hate crimes law. So one is a hate crimes law having to do with broadcasting and messages from the pulpit and general free speech. The other is a workplace hate crimes law, which basically is an attack on property rights. Now, the federal hate crimes bill, which is Kennedy's bill that we're so concerned about tomorrow, basically that is a massive attempt by the federal government to come down and take over states' rights in law enforcement, uniting states' rights, states' privileges in policing powers with the federal powers. And basically, when you have the local policing powers and the federal powers, one, that is the definition of a police state. Now, what ENDA does is it comes down and it attacks our property rights, saying to the landowner, or to the property owner, the owner of an apartment or a house that he wants to sell. No, you don't have rights anymore to your property that you invested your blood, sweat, and tears in. On that, the homosexuals have rights to come in and dwell in your apartment or buy your property or to occupy as employees in your business anytime they want to. They have the rights to tell you that you must rent to them or hire them or whatever on pain of federal indictment as a basically a hate criminal. Mm-hmm. So these are massive onslaughts of the most basic natural law, natural rights we have, rights of property and the rights of the states to say no to the intrusions of the federal government.
Oh, absolutely. What we have is this encroachment that really is a war against free speech, and that's the thing that's so dangerous, where as you point out, people can be tried potentially just for encouraging people to take a stand against a particular group of people, like, say, homosexuals or Zionists and so forth, and then somebody burns down a synagogue, supposedly, and says, well, he was inspired by something Ted Pike said,
yeah,
or something I said, or something somebody else says, you know?
Sure. Well, of course, that could apply to written statements or broadcast statements in which you are basically impacting perhaps hundreds of thousands of people. And who knows what kind of kook is out there who can claim that they read one line out of your sermon or your television or talk show and took that as a pretext for some kind of violent action. So literally, this is Orwellian legislation. This is a tremendous chill on free speech. And one of the problems with these workplace bias hate crimes laws is that already, since affirmative action and since special legal protection for women and so on, if there are many employers who once they hire a woman or hire a black or a Chicano or whatever, they are very, very reluctant to dismiss that employee, even if their work is shoddy, for fear that they will be socked with a civil rights violation, you see. And so it's bad enough already under the existing civil rights laws. But when you add even more federal empowerment, making it basically a hate crime or the crime of creating a hostile work environment, if you express your Christianity in the workplace, in the presence of homosexuals or so on, then the possibilities for falling afoul of the law, becoming guilty of a bias crime, and of course all these terms like bias and intimidation, prejudice and so on are basically unclear. They're nebulous, they're spacey. Nobody, not even the judges, really know what they mean, and very subjective. And so once you get indicted and in the toils of this kind of legislation, the record in Canada is that it's a long, drawn out, exhausting and extremely expensive prospect to get your freedom back again.
Absolutely, Ted. And but while we're together, I might want to take advantage of this opportunity to also make note of the previous email that you sent out just a few days back, and that pertains to the ADL and the campaign to try to discredit Mr. Mearsheimer and Walt, who have put together their second book on Israel's lobby as anti-Semitic. And you also note that the ADL now is getting a little bit more restrained in their attacks. And the reason is they have been forced to pay $14 million to a Colorado filmmaker that they had smeared and libeled as anti-Semitic. So I thought that was interesting as well.
Yeah, I'm sure that is tempering the looseness of their tongue. They have always been very intemperate in calling people anti-Semitic. They've called me anti-Semitic. Back in the 80s and 90s, they were completely unrestrained. But this judgment, which finally was resolved in the courts a year or two ago, mm-hmm. is very very sweet justice to the ADL, depriving them of $14 million, in which they could have used to fight against Christian conservative values here in this nation. I do mention in that article also that the worldwide, and especially the in Israel and ADL and the big Jewish pro-Zionist organizations, there's quite a bit of debate now how to deal with Mearsheimer and Walt. Obviously, Mearsheimer and Walt are, I describe them as a bulldozer plowing through the mm-hmm. underbrush of Zionist propaganda, mm-hmm. making a new road of truth that the people can now walk on and go forward. And but there's a divergence of opinion in the Jewish activist committee. Some are saying quite adamantly that we should, that they, the Jewish community and the Jewish media, should give it the silent treatment, lest it become inflamed into another Mel Gibson type of sensation. Others, like ADL's Foxman, are saying, no, we can't let Mearsheimer and Walt just waltz in here and sell hundreds and hundreds of thousands of books in popular bookstores across America. ADL's Foxman wants to go out fighting, and he is using the term anti-Semitism against Mearsheimer and Walt. It's interesting that the Jewish Political Action Committee, JPAC, mm-hmm. I do quote them, in mm-hmm. which they are saying, no, we better back off and not use the term anti-Semitic. Obviously, if you use it too much, it will wear thin, and it'll lose its meaning, you know, the wolf
yes.
type of syndrome. And I believe that ADL is going to experience some of that kind of exhaustion, that conceptual exhaustion, as the term anti-Semitism becomes so loosely used and irresponsibly used against Mearsheimer and Walt that it really doesn't have too much meaning anymore. So mm-hmm. this is a good time. Well, the point I make in this email mm-hmm. is a good time to speak out. I especially am addressing religious leaders and pastors and conservative leaders who are becoming aware of how ADL wants to take away a freedom in America like they did in Canada. It's a good time to speak out because your chances of being smeared and destroyed by the ADL have never been less in its 94-year history.
Very true. Now, also, I'm sure you have heard about what has transpired with the case of what's happened in Florida and not being able to, the chaplain there not being able
yes.
to pray in the name of Jesus. And, of course, we've had our chaplain buddy on this past week, and we were talking right on this very program with Gordon about that situation and the planned demonstration that they had this past Saturday. So we talked with Gordon Klingenschmidt, and did you have any thoughts about what has happened and transpired there now?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been so immersed in writing this latest email. Just refresh me a little bit. I got an e-alert about that from somebody.
Well,
I didn't read it in depth.
It was a hospital chaplain.
Oh, yes.
Danny Harvey,
yes.
who was fired for praying in Jesus' name
oh, yes.
as of a week ago. And
uh-huh.
then, of course, there were a number of churches that were marching this past Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Klingenschmidt, of course, was on the program with us for a half hour because he was catching a flight out the next day to be there
oh,
for
good.
Saturday. So that was Thursday night, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And we haven't spoken back with him yet, and we'll try to do that and see exactly what happened. But the board chairman, of course, Mr. I think it was Bill Binnefeld, had received the CEO Louis Bremer's resignation. He had to resign over it because there were so many complaints that
yeah.
this man, this chaplain, was fired simply for praying in the name of Jesus. And he wasn't compelling others to pray in the name of Jesus.
Uh-huh.
He was simply praying himself in the name of Jesus. So
yeah.
This is spreading, you know, across America now, and
uh-huh.
it seems to be taking a turn for the worse.
Yes. Well, actually, as I've said probably on this program before, one of the weaknesses of evil is that it's excessive. It doesn't know when to stop.
Mm.
It wants more and more. And
right.
What I'm doing, as you are very well aware, is when the these basically Jewish-dominated civil liberties groups like ACLU, People for the American Way, Southern Poverty Law, and ADL, when they misbehave, it's very important that not only do we protest that very vehemently, but we look and we say who exactly is behind this, and when almost inevitably we find Jewish activists behind this kind of Christ bashing, we need to point that out, because the church, the community, the religious right, and so on, they need to be reminded of who their enemy is. And I do point out in this recent alert that you're talking about Mearsheimer and Wald, I do point out that this is a time when religious leaders, Christian conservative evangelical leaders, have got to do more than just bash the ACLU as they've done for the last 20 years. They've got to extend that out and face the facts now that the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, and its parent organization, B'nai B'rith International, are certainly as great a threat, if not much greater threats, to Christian symbols and values than the ACLU.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I think that message now is beginning to take hold, even at this late hour. So once again, to wrap up, I just want people to know how important it is that they get the information straight. Those that have access to the Internet, and I think that's quite a few, can go to your website and do that tonight and prepare tomorrow to be armed with the information and the names of the senators who should be called the most vulnerable. And they can do that by going to www.truthtellers.org, correct?
Yes, that's it. And we have a lot of other materials and, of course, lots of new articles coming out on the cutting edge of this tremendous fight and opportunity we have today.
Right. Okay, well, let's take a quick call here from Joe. Joe Church. Hello, you're on with Ted Pike.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Dave.
Yes.
Ted?
Yes, Joe.
Proverbs 5:5. Deceived Christians will be chasing a people who don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and they will be helping them to persecute Christians. I believe they call it the strange wives or the strange women. Are you familiar with the Proverbs 5:5?
That doesn't quite ring a bell with me, Bill.
All right. Well, how about Ezra chapter 10, when he told them to put away their strange wives that they that they married in Babylon?
Yes.
You see, our Christian brothers and sisters are married again to these strange wives. And, you know, they just can't put away non-Christians from their teaching. They have to mix it in. So the results thereof are going to be unfavorable.
Well, you know, the scriptures say if you take fire into your bosom, how can you keep from being burned? And if you bid Godspeed to an evil man, you are a partaker of his evil deeds. I think what you're talking about there, aren't you, Joe, is kind of the principle of spiritual harlotry, in which we are supposed to be the bride only of Christ, looking to Christ and the Holy Spirit constantly for our guidance, and we are in a love relationship with Jesus as our spiritual husband, and we are the spiritual bride. And I believe that the great Zionist experiment in Palestine over the last century does constitute the great harlot of Revelation, and their media control, cult control of governments and commerce and so on confirm that. But not only that, but Christians also, when they backslide and they let evolution and humanism and all this kind of thing into the church, they are very capable of also becoming a spiritual harlot and, as you say, a false wife.
Yes, I use the word idolatry. It's a play on words between idolatry and adultery. I blend them both together, and it covers the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, and the dragon was wrought with the woman. Of course, the woman is Israel, true Israel, I insert, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept the commandments of God and had the testimony of Jesus Christ. 13:4, they worshiped the dragon. This was after the deadly wound was healed, which gave power unto the beast. And it's the beast that you just mentioned. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who was able to make war with him? You see, the Kenites have it all sewed up all over the world. But I got news for you guys. There's people coming after you.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And they're with their father. And they're going to take care of business.
All right. Amen. Thank you, Joe. Thank
okay,
you for
guys.
That call. Good timing up against the break. Ted, we'll promote this tonight, and we'll keep reminding people of the numbers. So,
well,
call.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to write an email alert about this this domestic terrorism
right.
phrase of Kennedy's.
Exactly. So we'll keep in touch, and you let us know if you hear anything new.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ted Pike. All right. Good. Good night now. And we'll be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen, to continue the program with much more to come and many more topics. I'm Rick Adams.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, indeed, I'm back. And remember the numbers to contact your senators tomorrow morning. First thing in the morning, 877-851-6437, toll free. That's 877-851-6437. And then if you can't get through, you try the toll number at 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121, and you tell them, do not support Ted Kennedy's hate crimes bill, SA-2067. That's SA-2067 to attach the hate crimes bill to the defense appropriations bill. It's a double insult, and it's especially using the military and the appropriations to try to pass this nefarious attempt through the back door and ramrod it right through the Senate and send it to George Bush's desk. Remember, this bill has already been passed in the House, for those of you who didn't know. All right. Henry in Connecticut is next. Hello, Henry.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, SA-2067.
That's it. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, I wrote it down. I want to make sure. All right. Now,
you can call Chrissy Dodd tomorrow, and you can lay right into him. Chrissy Dodd, and you lay right into him and your other senator. Who's your other senator from Connecticut now?
Oh,
what's
Lieberman.
His name?
Oyve. Lieberman.
Liebowitz?
Yeah, Lieberman.
Lieberman,
right.
I'm sorry.
He's not Swedish.
Yes.
And it's not German.
Liebowitz. Lieberman.
Right. Right. The one who, I guess some people said that they're wondering what the heck he did for Connecticut at all. He's more representative of Tel Aviv than Connecticut.
He is.
Yeah.
Well,
and
he considers
I don't know why
Connecticut
put him
to be little.
They put in Lamont. They voted Lamont in the primary. And see, that's another thing, too. That's why I know the thing is rigged a little bit. Not all totally, but it is. Mm-hmm. He got Lamont. Now, right, Lamont was with the Pilgrim Society. That's another thing.
He was a nut to begin with.
Who?
Having said that, though, it's amazing how Liebowitz came right back into the fray and beat him.
Yeah, but on another party. See, that's the point.
And how,
all the time
we're
trying to get independent.
That's right.
Right. Lamont beats the crap. I mean, he really did. Lamont beat the crap out of him in his own Democratic Party in the primary.
Mm.
Now, Lamont's with the Pilgrim Society. Mm. Lamont wins. He beats the crap out of him with overwhelming support. He even got people coming door to door, you know, pushing for him.
Mm.
Then when the main election comes, then all of a sudden Lieberman's persistent. He goes on the so-called Independent Party, and he wins.
Yep, yep.
And all those people knocked it. That really makes no sense.
I recall it. Man, it is incredible. But anyway,
to this you mentioned about the gay...
the ENDA bill, the ENDA.
Yeah, the thing about that is really crazy, too, is this preferential treatment, like as if you're gay, that makes you something really special. You know, look at me, I'm gay, you know, every June and July, and I have nothing against anything with sex, but I'm just talking about midsummer, you know, they have these parades, well, the ones they got in New York, and they have in Holland, too, and they're just trying to force it all around the world. Look at me, I'm gay, I'm proud.
Well, I don't understand, you know, this article that was in the papers, I'll hold you over after the break.
Yeah,
the article that was in the papers over the weekend about this gay police officer, I just couldn't understand, because here's a guy that said he was so harassed being a policeman who was a homosexual that it was just too much to bear. He had to come out of the closet, and he had to make the whole world know. And here they are using this line of reasoning that tells us that why should I be deprived of a living simply because I'm gay? Now, no one knew. What he was while he was making his money and doing his job.
That's what I understand.
I still don't understand where the, you know, where.